The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other one as well. And the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. The one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. You lend money to those from whom you expect repayment. What credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them and lend, expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
Good morning. That was some gospel, was it not? But I'm sure none of us have enemies, right? None of us ever talk bad about people. You know, it was interesting, in the news recently, the rivalry between the U.S. and Canada has come forward, particularly in hockey lately. And I'm sure you heard, maybe you haven't, but when the U.S. played Canada recently, they've played twice. The first game, before they started playing, many Canadians booed the U.S.'s national anthem. And the U.S. ended up winning that game. But when they played the second time, instead of letting it go, what did we do Americans do when they played the Canadian national anthem? We booed. And we booed. And Canada ended up winning the championship. You know, and after, they interviewed this couple. And, you know, the woman was red, white, and blue. Her husband was from Canada. And she says, "Well, how are you guys going to go home tonight?" And she said, "Well, I can't blame my husband that he's so dumb he rooted for the wrong team." And of course, they were joking and laughing. But I thought, what a good analogy for us in life, right? Because sometimes it's hard to see the good in other people, is it not? And it's much easier for us to point fault in people, to talk about them sometimes. And when we disagree and see the world very differently, sometimes instead of trying to listen to each other, we make the other person the enemy. This gospel is hard to live out because we're human. And because we're human, we're going to have conflict and misunderstanding, and we're going to hurt each other at times. So what is Jesus trying to tell us in this gospel today? He first of all is reminding us we're not God. But sometimes we act like we're God, don't we? What do I mean by that? When people have hurt us, we want to punish them. We want to get back, don't we? When people hurt me, my first instinct is not to get on my knees and to pray the rosary, okay? I'm half Latin. It's usually, let's bring it on. Because we're human. We all struggle with that. So what do I mean we're not God? God alone is the punisher. He will judge us for how we lived our life, but sometimes that's so hard for us to accept because we want to get back right then. So we have to trust in God. Trust in God's judgment and his love and his mercy. But Jesus refused to strike back with evil. And that's hard to do because we want to get back. Have you ever had somebody in your life where it seems that they're just toxic for you? Don't look at your spouse right now, please, okay? Or maybe there's somebody at work or a family friend, what a neighbor. It seems that no matter when you're around them, it's bad. And maybe you're just gossiping or it seems like you're always at conflict. So we don't need to be in a relationship with everybody if it's bad for us. So what does that mean? Sometimes the only thing we could do is pray for people, to love them from a distance. I'm not telling you to go home and get rid of your family right now, all right? But what I'm telling you to do is protect your sanity. Jesus isn't telling any of us to be a doormat for people. But if there's somebody in your life that you're engaging with that it's just bad, look at that relationship and how that can improve. Now, why should we do good to people who have hurt us? They don't deserve my love, right? They don't deserve to be treated with respect. But God does. And how we treat other people is a reflection of how our relationship with God is healthy or unhealthy. You know, when Jesus got off the cross and he rose from the dead, he never once in Scripture went around to people and said, "You did this to me. Payback's coming." But we act like that, don't we? What did he teach us? To do good because our Heavenly Father does good for us. To forgive. To treat others with respect and dignity. One of the top sins that we all struggle with is gossip. We love the chisme, don't we? After Matt, if you want to know the chisme of the parish, just go buy donuts on Sunday and sit there, man. I learned a lot. We're human. It's so easy to engage with our coworkers, our parishioners, our family. But can you imagine if instead of doing that, we replaced it with kindness? The prayer, that's so hard to do. Especially when we see people all the time that maybe we just don't click with, we don't like, or maybe they've hurt you or your child, and you don't like them. Well, that's okay. But you got to love them. There's a difference. Loving and liking are two different things, are they not? And finally, this gospel is reminding all of us, each and every one of us, that as God has forgiven you, we must forgive others. Because every single one of us has hurt people in our lives. And if we want to receive that mercy and love of God, we must give it to others. So my dear friends, this gospel is very, very hard to live out. It's so hard. But when we die, we're going to be judged for how we live our life. And I hope and pray that we are going to be judged as a parish for loving each other, for being patient. I don't think Jesus is going to tell any of us, congratulations, you held a grudge for 45 years. Come on into heaven. Sometimes we punish ourselves by not letting things go. So Jesus is making it very clear today. He's telling us, love our enemies. Love those who have hurt us. How is that speaking to you today? Who is it that you need to love a little bit more? Don't share that right now, please, okay? How is this speaking to you today? To Jesus who is saying, love your enemies. Amen? So let's really be honest with ourselves right now. Who is it that you need to love more?